Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a smooch.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friends, Barbara Friedberg. Barbara, I need your website, please.
Okay, well, let's start out with Barbara Friedberg Personal Finance, FriedBerg. And my newer website, RoboAdvisor Pros.
Yeah.
Perfect if you just need some affordable investment help.
That's your new technology, isn't it? That's your new app that you're helping people with. And she's, folks, I encourage you to check it out. She's told us about it on the show before. Say it again. Say that website again quickly, please.
RoboAdvisorPros.com. It is an awesome, awesome new technology.
Yes.
To help you with your investing.
Good for you. Well, check it out, folks, as soon as you can. Hey, Barbara, I want to get a couple of things done this segment. You were telling us about some triggers that you think we could be watching for, that you're watching for, that might mean that you need to sell. One of them was some kind of a credit crisis, like with used cars, or maybe
with auto loans,
things
cars.
Like that. What are a couple of others? Two or three others.
Okay, well, interest rates could get raised too quickly. Inflation could kick up.
Right.
Setting off a trade war might push us over the edge, cause the market to crash.
Right.
International debt, political situation. The triggers are out there, and we don't know what they are. So you just need to kind of keep your eyes open and don't be surprised.
Let me tell you when the next trigger is going to happen. It could go either way. The midterm elections, if the Democrats take the House, I would be doing something to be prepared, because in my opinion, if the Democrats take the House in November, the stock market will start going the other way real fast, in my opinion. Now, the other thing is...
Oh, Jim, I've got to disagree with you there. I absolutely cannot agree with you on that one.
That's not a political statement. I just think that there's too much animosity in Washington right now, that if you gave the Democrats the House, they're going to do some things that are going to make people, it's going to make people, investors, edgy. And again, I'm not saying one's right or wrong. I'm just saying I think that's what's going to happen. We'll see. You and I will come back and revisit this. But here's the other side of the story. If they don't take the House, I think the stock market will go up. And here's one more thing. What if, and I've been talking about this quite a bit, Barbara. What if we get some of the trade deals done? What if in the next 6 months we get Mexico, we get Canada, China comes around on some things, Europe improves? I just talked to somebody from France this week, and they think they maybe they that we're only in the margins on what we're opposed to between Europe and America. What if those trade deals get done? Nothing changes on the political front. Tell me that the stock market couldn't just keep going higher.
It could. And there's nothing to say that the stock market won't continue to go higher. And so that's a possibility as well. We can't always be Debbie Downers.
Right.
But, again, you know, it's going to go up, but it's not going to go up forever.
Well,
but, yeah, we don't know. We could have a couple extra years. That's certainly not impossible.
I've got about 45 seconds left. I'm going to give you a chance to tell me why you think that the stock market won't make a retrench if the Democrats win the House.
Well, you know, what you were saying really was actually the backside of what I was, one of my triggers, which is political unrest.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I think if there's too much political tumult within the country, you know, if some of the if there's impeachment hearings, if there's
That's right.
a move to get the president out of office.
That's my
point. Yeah, that could be a political trigger because the stock market doesn't like unknown.
That's my point.
And the stock market could react negatively to that.
Right. No,
so,
I wasn't taking a shot at the Democrats. I mean, I'm actually pretty good at that. But at that particular point, I wasn't doing that. So,
right. Yeah, I know that.
So last thoughts, 20 seconds, last thoughts.
Okay. Well, in terms of the markets, just stay diversified and be calm. That's my advice
be
for
calm.
You. Second advice is if you need investment help, you don't want to do it all yourself, check out Robo Advisor Pros. There's some pretty good sources of information
check
to help
out,
you
folks.
Out.
It's
to
good
get
stuff.
Your investments on track.
Thank you, Barbara. Come back soon. Barbara Friedberg, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingham. I got to wrap it up for this hour, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.